I'm Michael. I'm your host for this broadcast about the solar system. Do you know which planet has the highest wind speeds in the solar system? Or what planet lies on its side? Do you know which planet is the hottest in the solar system? I'll give you a hint, it's not the planet closest to the sun. If you want to learn the answers and more, then stay tuned. Plus, listen in for some hilarious jokes about the solar system. Now, here's Desiree to tell you some facts about the sun.
Did you ever hear about the Northern Lights? Do you know where it comes from? Well, stay tuned to this segment. Hi, my name is Desiree, and I will be telling you about the sun. In our solar system, the sun is the center, so all planets revolve around the sun in an ellipse. Of course, you know that the sun is a big star made mostly of hydrogen and helium. A star produces its own energy through a process called fusion. The sun's energy travels in waves. There are five layers that make the sun. The center part of the sun is called the core. Then the radiation zone, convection zone, and then photosphere. The fifth layer is just the atmosphere of the sun. Northern Lights are made of solar winds. They are particles released from a solar flare. Solar flares are brief bursts of energy from the photosphere. Sunspots are dark spots that are cooler than the other parts. Thanks for listening to this segment. Now here is Tristan with Mercury.
Hello, my name is Tristan, and I'm going to tell you about Mercury. Mercury is the smallest planet in our solar system, but it has the greatest differences in temperature. It gets as high as 872 degrees Fahrenheit and as low as negative 298 Fahrenheit. Isn't that a little cold? The reason why Mercury can be so hot and so cold is that Mercury has no atmosphere, and that allows it to reach extreme heat and extreme coldnesses. One more thing, it takes only 88 Earth days for Mercury to revolve around the sun. Thank you for listening to me. Here's Tori with Venus.
Which planet in our solar system do you think has the hottest temperatures? Well, if you don't know, it's Venus, because temperatures on Venus can reach as high as 908 degrees Fahrenheit. Hi, I'm Tori, and I'll be telling you all about Venus. As I was saying, Venus is the hottest planet in our solar system. This is because of the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect is when light enters Venus's atmosphere and turns into heat. Then the heat gets trapped in because Venus's atmosphere is thick. It's kind of like when it's a very hot day, you're in a car, and your windows are rolled up. It would be hotter inside than outside because of the greenhouse effect. Anyways, one Venus year is equal to 225 Earth days. So that means one Venus year would end in the middle of July. Do you know who Venus was named after? Well, Venus was named for the Roman goddess of beauty and love. Venus is also called the morning or evening star because it is visible on Earth shortly after sunset and before sunrise. Anyways, did you know that Venus is very close in size to Earth? Well, if you didn't know, now you know. Speaking of Earth, here is Aaron with facts about Earth.
Thanks, Tori. Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm going to talk to you about Earth. My first fact about Earth is Earth is the only planet to sustain life. My next fact is, 1 year on Earth is 365.26 days. It's also the only planet to have liquid water, and it's also the only planet not named after a Greek or Roman god. Its nickname is the Blue Planet because it contains 75% water. Lastly, Earth has one satellite, the Moon. I hope you enjoyed my segment on Earth. Now here's Kia with Mars.
Thanks, Aaron. Hi, I'm Kia, and I'm going to be telling you facts about Mars, also known as the Red Planet. Mars is named for the Roman god of war because of the reddish color, which represents blood. Did you know that one Mars year equals 687 Earth days? That's not the only thing that's different from Earth. Did you know that Mars has the tallest volcano and the longest canyon in the solar system? The volcano on Mars is 3 times taller than Mount Everest. Also, the longest canyon on Mars is 13 times longer than the Grand Canyon. That is so amazing. Did you know that beyond Mars, there is an asteroid belt separating the inner planets from the outer planets? If not, you just learned a cool new fact today. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed learning about Mars.
Thanks, Kia. That was a great segment. Hello, I'm Randy, and I will be telling you some funny jokes. Okay, here it goes. Here's the first joke. How do we know that Saturn was married more than once? Because he has a lot of rings. Question. What do you call a crazy moon? A lunatic. Question. Why does the moon go to the bank? Answer. To get to change its quarters. Get it? Quarters? Which planet is like a circus? Saturn, because it has 3 rings. My final funny question is, when do astronauts have lunch? And the answer is, at launch time. Stay tuned to hear more hilarious jokes about our solar system. Now here is Gabe with some interesting facts about Jupiter. Hope you enjoy it.
Did you know that Jupiter's great red spot can fit 3 Earths inside it? Hi, I'm Gabe and I will be telling you all about Jupiter. Did you know if you were 12 on Earth, you would be 1 on Jupiter? Because it takes 12 Earth years to revolve around the Sun. Do you know that Jupiter is named after the chief god of Roman mythology because it is the biggest planet? It is so big, all the planets combined could fit in Jupiter. Jupiter has 63 known natural moons, and they call it a gas giant because it's 99% gas. So if you were to fly through it, you would go right through. Would you rather live on Earth or Jupiter's moon, Io? If you said Io, you would die in a matter of minutes because of Io's magma that is hotter than Earth's and could shoot 100 kilometers in the air, and Io's radiation. The final fact is that Jupiter has a great red spot. Scientists think that the great red spot is a hurricane-like storm that has been going on for millions of years.
Have you ever wondered how long a Saturn year is? If so, stay tuned. Hi, I'm Walker, and I'm going to be going to tell you some amazing facts about Saturn. My first fact is 1 year on Saturn is equal to 29 Earth years. That's 10,585 days. My second fact is 1 day on Saturn is equal to 10 Earth years. That's 3,650 days. My third fact is Saturn has a moon named Titan. Titan is bigger than Mercury and has its own atmosphere. Out of all 60 moon, Saturn has, and all the other in the solar system. Titan is the only one with an atmosphere. My last fact is, Saturn is really, really cold. It can get as cold as -292 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, that's all for my segment. Now on to Quentin with Uranus.
Did you know that Uranus lies on its side, unlike the other planets that are vertical? Hello, my name is Quinn, and I'm going to tell you some amazing things about Uranus. Did you know 1 year on Uranus is 84 Earth years? Wow, that means most people won't even have their first birthday. Since it lies on its side, summer and winter seasons on Uranus last 21 Earth years. Uranus is named for the Greek god of the skies. Since Uranus is tilted on its side, it rotates just like a wheel. Now here's Anthony K. with some facts about Neptune.
Did you know Neptune was named for the Roman god of the sea? Hi, I'm Anthony K., and I'll be telling you 4 facts about Neptune. The first fact about Neptune is it has the highest wind speed, which is 1,500 miles per hour, that no other planet has. The second fact about Neptune is, like Jupiter, Neptune has a great dark spot, which is a gigantic storm. Third fact, one Neptune year is 165 Earth years, which means it takes 165 Earth years to revolve around the Sun. Last but not least, Neptune can be seen without a telescope.
Do you want to learn about other objects in the solar system? Hi, I'm Angela and I'm going to tell you about moons, asteroids, and comets. First, I'm going to tell you about moons. A moon is a natural satellite. Every planet has a different moon with different sizes and amounts. They also revolve around the planets. Now time for asteroids. An asteroid is a rock that revolves around the Sun. There's an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. One last cool object. Comets are made out of frozen gases, dust, ice, and rock. Comets move in an irregular circle around the Sun. Now I hope you've enjoyed learning about comets, moons, and asteroids. Here's Zach with some more funny, cool jokes. Thank you.
Nice segment, Angela. Hi, my name is Zachary, and I hope you enjoyed Randy's jokes. I am going to tell three more jokes. Joke one. Why wouldn't you want to give Saturn a bath? He would leave a ring around the tub. Joke two. What kind of cartoons do Martians watch? Lunar Tunes. Joke three. What did Saturn say to Jupiter when he asked if he could call him? Don't call me. I'll give you a ring. Ha, laugh. It's funny. Now back to Michael to wrap things up.
I told you those jokes were going to be funny. Thank you for listening. I hope you had fun. Tune in next time for the last Holycast of the school year. Bye.